have we dropped the ball? Have we blown a case because we're inept at doing this? We haven't. You're not going to be able to find that. That's a very good question, I think, by Representative Gatto. And that's not happened. So that's not the basis. It's just there's this desire to keep the ABC investigators focused on, entirely on administrative matters. But there's a lot of activity, low-level misdemeanor activity, that I think is very appropriate for us to address. We are addressing it. We have historically addressed it. And I think we should be able to continue to address it.
Does that conclude your testimony?
Yes, it does, Mr. Chairman. At this point, that's all and frankly, I didn't know that this amendment, the committee substitute was going to be introduced. We thought this was a very straightforward extension of the ABC board that was in the original draft of the bill. So we were prepared to support just the extension. We certainly do believe the ABC board needs to exist. We think it is functioning as it is designed to function and doing a very good job. And I would ask people to look further into the audit, to look at the questionnaires that came back from our clients, from police departments, from licensees, from community councils. And I think they very clearly demonstrate that we are doing a very good job for the citizens, the law enforcement agencies of the state. So I was very pleased with the responses that came back from those user groups.
Thank you very much, Mr. Griffin. Is there questions for Mr. Griffin? I believe that was Representative Guttenberg that made that.
Okay, thank you.
If I'm not mistaken. Right. Questions for Mr. Griffin? Mr. Griffin, could you comment on, would you prefer a 4-year sunset instead of a 3-year sunset?
Well, Mr. Chairman, of course we would.
We
would. I understand the auditor's concerns. There were some operational things that we need to improve here. Our database is very much in need of an upgrade. Some of our office procedures do need to be tightened up, and we are working on those, and we'll have those addressed in short order. So we can see there were some operational issues there that we need to address, and I take responsibility for those. Part of them do go to lack of funding. A part of it goes to staff turnover and some other issues, but still, we recognize that. The 3-year extension, I think we had not really chosen to really pursue that, but we would love to have a 4-year extension. If we are moved to the Department of Public Safety, it looks like they have some very major changes, again, many of which, at first blush, I do not find to be any kind of an improvement. And I think there, if you look at the history of the ABC board, there's a reason why it's an independent board. And you already alluded to part of it, Mr. Rupert, and I think it was a very perceptive comment on your part. The fact that it is a quasi-judicial body, it is a very different body. And I think for purposes of alignment, you want to make the ABC board, like many other boards and commissions, that do not have the really a lot of power that exists with the ABC board, I think shows a lack of understanding of the unique nature of the ABC board and the reason why it was created and set up the way it was. And so I'd be very hesitant, just on first blush. Of course, I want to look at this more and talk more with officials over at the Department of Public Safety. But, you know, we had no notice that these things were even being contemplated.
Yeah, Doug, follow up on the gallonage issue. You got a dog in that fight, or are you...
I came in right when this started as the director, and there's no question, and it's been a very frustrating issue, I know, for legislators, for people that have been, like Mr. Brady, who have made business decisions based on rules that keep changing. I don't really have a dog in the fight. It is frustrating to me as well that we haven't quite been able to come up with the right combination. Everybody has their own definition about what a level playing field is, and that is very frustrating to try to come up with something. I think the legislature has done its level best at trying to balance this out and come up with what they think is the best approach, but just I don't really have a dog in the fight. I hope that we can reach some kind of solution, though, this session and put it to bed once and for all.
Thank you. Any other questions for Doug? Well, thank you very much. Mr. Jones, are you still there? Matt
left. Mr. Jones left.
Okay, thank you. I was going to ask him his gallonage. Maybe the, maybe we can ask the, Mr. Jones to provide us that information through a external source. With that, the committee will hold this bill over for future consideration. I was hoping to get it worked out by Friday, but these other amendments may do some violence to scheduling, but that's up to the chairman and his trusty staff here to take care of that. With that, because we have to come back at 7 o'clock, and we have the Assistant Attorney General's here right now, we would like to take up this other bill, which I hope will go really quickly. Why, you have a... Oh, you're on that committee too? Oh my God. Well, come on up.
We have no quorum.
Right, I know. Let's take up House Bill 224. I'll bite the bullet and do mine, and...
I'll talk fast.
Mr. Barnhill, if you just introduce yourself and for the record.
My name is Mike Barnhill. I am employed by the Department of Law as an Assistant Attorney General in the Commercial Section. I'm pleased to testify on behalf of the administration in support of HB 224. Real quick, in light of the hour, what this bill does is it, in a sentence, it helps the state protect its revenues that we derive under the Master Settlement Agreement. The Master Settlement Agreement, as everyone knows, is a settlement agreement that the state and 45 other states in this country entered into with the tobacco manufacturers in 1998. Under that settlement agreement, our revenues can be reduced in certain circumstances. One of the ways to avoid reduction of those revenues is to, number one, enact what we call an MPM statute. We did that in 1999. That's located at AS 4553. And two, diligently enforce that statute. And we believe we have diligently enforced that statute since 1999. What we have found, unfortunately, however, that in some situations it's difficult to enforce that statute because the tobacco manufacturer that's failing to comply with it in many situations is a small manufacturer located in a far-flung jurisdiction like India or the Philippines or whatnot. And we have, on occasion, we've filed suit against, for instance, a tobacco manufacturer in India. We hired a process server to serve the summons and complaint in India, and ultimately we obtained a default judgment. But that's the difficult way of doing it. And states over the past couple of years have noted that there's probably an easier way to diligently enforce, and they've looked to find out ways of enhancing our abilities. Alaska, in fact, led the charge in this respect, and in 2001 enacted the first set of complementary legislation, and that's located at AS 4350-145. And I characterize that as sort of the first attempt at designing complementary legislation, and other states followed suit. But what we found over the past couple of years is that every state that enacts complementary legislation does it a little bit differently, and what we found is that there's a lack of uniformity. In light of that, the National Association of Attorneys General got involved last summer, set up a working group, the purpose of which was to design uniform complementary legislation that all states could enact. And the HB 224 is the product of that. Essentially what it does is it creates a directory of companies that have complied either by signing on to the Master Settlement Agreement or complying by depositing the required amounts of escrow under our MPM statute, AS 4553. If a tobacco manufacturer certifies that they've done that, then they get on the list. They need to certify annually. And their cigarettes would then be permissible to sell in the state of Alaska. That's the bill also provides for penalties for noncompliance. It provides a process by which our office can serve a summons and complaint against a tobacco manufacturer that's failed to comply, not by hiring a process server and serving in India like I've done, but by serving the complaint on the Commissioner of the Department of Community and Economic Development. That's it in a nutshell. I appreciate your support for it, and if you've got any questions, I'd be happy to answer them. Sure.
Representative Ellsworth.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just a quick question. What is the required amount of escrow from the company?
Sure. Through the chair, Representative Dahlstrom. It changes every year. In 2001, it was approximately 1.5 cents per cigarette. I can't remember exactly what it's going to be for what it was for 2002. Joanna Bales is online for the Department of Revenue, and she could probably tell you. But it changes every year.
Okay.
Yeah, Ms. Barnhill, do you have any opinion about the Illinois court decision about Altera's ability to make their...
Altria?
Altria, yeah, they changed their name on me, right? Philip Morris. Right.
My hope is that next week they will pay. As you know, regarding my opinion whether they have the ability to pay, you know, I haven't seen the confidential financial data that's been disclosed to other parties. My understanding is if you take into consideration Altria's finances, that's the parent of Philip Morris, Philip Morris's finances and Kraft's finances, yeah, they can pay. The question is whether you should take that into consideration.
What are the ramifications to our budget if they don't pay?
Well, if Philip Morris doesn't pay, next week we're expecting a payment of $17.6 million. Philip Morris pays approximately 50% of that. So it's you know, half of 17.6. Now, remember that the state of Alaska securitized 80% of these revenues, so 80% of what Philip Morris doesn't pay would affect the bondholders, not the state of Alaska's budget. The ultimate impact to the general fund is would be $1.7 million.
You did good.
So, yes, you did.
Any further questions from the witness? We have two other folks here. Joanna Bales online, did you want to have any testimony? We're going to lose our quorum here in a moment, so... Were you just available for questions?
No, I did wish to testify.
Please, if you would.
My name is Joanna Bales. I'm a revenue auditor with the Department of Revenue. I currently run the tobacco tax program, and as part of that program, I also take on the enforcement responsibility for certain provisions of the master settlement agreement. Mike Barnhill did outline that the MTM statute quite well, and as part of the enforcement of the Department of Revenue and Department of Law undertake, this piece of legislation will definitely be helpful in those enforcement responsibilities, particularly, as you said, with those foreign manufacturers that are very difficult to track down. It's very difficult to enforce the escrow payment against them. We have also seen schemes that have come up over the last few years where the manufacturers have basically gone into brand switching as far as changing names, but we basically are dealing with the same product, and that makes it very difficult for us to track down as well. So this piece of legislation, we do believe, is extremely important, and the Department of Revenue would appreciate your consideration in passing this legislation. So if you have any questions.
Thank you. Any questions for Ms. Bales? Seeing none, thank you very much. Stephanie Zidek Chandler? Stephanie here? Oh, very good. Is anybody else wish to testify on House Bill 224? With that, seeing now, I'll close the public hearing on House Bill 224. What's the will of the committee? Representative Dahlstrom.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 224 with the text.
Let's go.
Two attached zero fiscal notes and input recommendations.
Is there any objection? Seeing none, so ordered. With that, Liberal Commerce Committee is adjourned at 5:17.
Thanks for coming by the other day.